Welcome to Quickies.
Hey, this is Karan and you're listening to In.com's Quickies. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a quickie by the toe. If it hollers, get headphones, it's Quickies. Here we go. While making films brings huge amounts of joy and satisfaction in and of itself, the collaborations and collaboration-related experiences it facilitates is completely another thing altogether. The hugely anticipated Brahmastra starring Ranbir Kapoor and Alia Bhatt was supposed to release in December of this year. However, citing VFX and sound as the reason, the makers pushed it to the summer of 2020. VFX and sound, huh? Sounds a little dicey and ambiguous, especially since Dabang 3 was supposed to release during the same time. If you ask me, when they say VFX and sound, they were probably referring to the loud clash their movie would make if it released along with Dabang 3. Anyway, I'm digressing. Talking about collaborations, Brahmastra director Ayan Mukherjee recently took to Instagram to talk about his collaboration with movement culture expert Ido Portal. I'm actually a huge fan of the guy. His physical prowess and aesthetic movement ability is absolutely beautiful to watch. They basically brought Ido in to help Ranbir's character Shiva get his moves right and in order to connect with his center of power fire. And Ayan said the movement culture sessions took them to places including Phuket, Berlin, Mumbai, Tel Aviv and Sofia. Man, I absolutely can't wait to see how Ido's movement sequences pan out in the movie. We so often believe that celebrities are invincible and that with the kind of money they have and with access to the best health and fitness professionals, it isn't even possible for them to get life-threatening illnesses. But that illusion has sort of been shattered with a few big celebrities from Bollywood publicly announcing their battle with terminal illnesses such as cancer. One of those celebrities is Irfan Khan, who was diagnosed with neuroendocrine tumor in March last year. The actor left for London soon after for treatment, and after spending around a year abroad, he's back and he's even resumed work with shooting for Hindi medium 2. Talk about post-recovery spunk and an eagerness to get back to the real world. Now, as you can guess, everyone in the media and their uncles are desperately trying to get interviews with him to talk about his journey over the last year. But according to Irfan, he's still fathoming his journey himself and is taking baby steps to merge his healing with his work. So mostly he still isn't ready yet. He, however, did thank the media for respecting his journey and giving him time and space to heal. With the Lok Sabha elections underway, actress Swara Bhaskar has been busy online and offline, lending active support for various candidates from opposition parties, including AAP and Left Front. Oh, and she's making sure she's having fun as well while she's at it. Delhi saw her campaigning for AAP candidate Atishi, and she posted a picture on her social media showing the same. And while she may have looked sweet and innocent in a pretty blue cotton sari and a garland around her neck, she was actually busy pulling off a heist in the form of stealing Atishi's Nariyal Pani, you know, her coconut water. Of course, Atishi didn't seem to mind too much, and even if she did, she would have still had to keep that election smile going steady. Before Delhi, Swara also travelled to Bihar's Begusarai to campaign for CPI candidate Kanhaiya Kumar and also campaign for CPI-M candidate Amra Ram, who is contesting the general elections from Rajasthan's Sikar. Looks like Swara has her hands pretty full this election season. In the big glamorous world of movies and entertainment, we always assume everyone involved is getting rich and money is pouring in. But turns out that isn't always the case. Bohemian Rhapsody was one of the biggest movies of 2018. It took home 4 Oscars at the Academy Awards, and to say it did well at the box office would be quite the understatement. So you'd obviously assume that the members from the Queen band, who the movie is literally about, would be raking in the moolah, right? Well, according to Queen guitarist Brian May, this couldn't be further from the truth and says the band hasn't earned a penny from the film as yet. He was speaking to Zoe Ball on BBC Radio 2 when the presenter suggested that he and fellow band member Roger Taylor must be rolling in the royalties from the movie. To which May said, "We had an accountant the other day and we still haven't earned a penny from it. Isn't that funny?" Turns out that there's so many people who will take a piece off the top that he absolutely doesn't know how successful the movie has to be before they make any money. Still, he doesn't seem all too torn up about the fact and actually went on to praise the movie and talk about how great it feels that it's out there. Regardless, I hope he and his band member Taylor actually do end up getting their dues. George Clooney and his wife Amal Clooney may have close links to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who, by the way, just had a royal baby that they named Archie. But if the royal couple makes him an offer he can't refuse, he's definitely going to say no. I'm talking about their plans to find a godfather for baby Archie. Plans for a christening are now in motion, but when Jimmy Kimmel asked George on his show whether he would be available, he promptly replied that it would be a bad idea for him to be the godfather, mostly because he's a father of twins and can barely do that. Well, at least he's honest. He must have definitely also read that book on how to say no, because saying no to being the godfather of a royal baby certainly takes some gonads. It also turns out that the actor now shares a birthday with the new royal and that it may have changed his birthdays forever. Aww, well, ain't that just a darn shame, Georgie boy? Guess it's time you let someone else take the limelight, eh? You're not as young as you used to be anyhow.
The Quickies on in.com.